Los Angeles has a Mexican-American mayor and the largest Latino population in the country. Now it has a new museum and cultural center celebrating the city's Mexican roots. Today, on Cinco de Mayo, NPR's Mandalí del Barco reports on how La Plaza highlights the city's complex history.
Let me tell you a little something about L.A.
I love it!
La Plaza pays tribute to the histories and identities of L.A.'s Mexicanos, Californios, Mexican-Americans, and Chicanos, everyone from musicians in the group Ozomatli to the 44 settlers who arrived from Mexico in 1781 to establish the city of Los Angeles.
Los Ángeles de Nuestra Señora la Reina de Porciúncula.
La Plaza president and CEO Miguel Ángel Corzo says the original pobladores colonized the region for Spain. Now his center's mission is to collect and preserve the folklore of those who followed.
There is a tremendous tradition in our culture of storytelling. We've all sat and listened to our grandfather and our grandmother tell stories. The stories are mesmerizing.
Stories like the forced deportations to Mexico during the Great Depression. Government agents drove out 1 million people, many of them American citizens. In one video shown at La Plaza, Emilia Castañeda tells what it was like to be rounded up and packed into railroad boxcars in 1935.
We had to be there early to board a train. And it was very crowded. We were crying. Who wouldn't be crying? We're going to an unknown place. What do I know about Mexico?
Another display features the sharp coats and hats worn by young pachucos in the L.A. barrios during World War II.
It was a secret fantasy for every vato, living in or out of the pachucada, to put on the zoot suit.
Riots between zoot suiters and white sailors led to a famous murder, a trial, and eventually a hit Broadway musical and film. La Plaza also features the story of the late L.A. Times journalist Ruben Salazar, whose anti-war writings inspired Chicanos in East L.A.
We seem to lose more of our people in Vietnam in proportion to the rest of the population.
L.A. sheriff's deputies shot and killed Salazar during an infamous protest. La Plaza spotlights other movements by farm workers, Chicano youth, and undocumented immigrants. Here's labor organizer Dolores Huerta.
Our struggle is not over, right?
The heart of La Plaza is in the oral histories of Latinos. Visitors can contribute their own tales in a recording booth with less than perfect audio.
Our grandpa's dad fought in the Mexican Revolution.
This young visitor tells how his great-grandfather fought with Pancho Villa in the Mexican Revolution. La Plaza's own story is controversial, and it's offended an even earlier culture here. It's located downtown next to an old Native American burial ground, and during construction,
they were taking bones out with buckets and bags.
Bernie Acuña is chairman of the Tongva tribe that's lived in the area for centuries. He says construction crews dug up the remains of more than 100 people.
And I think it's very disrespectful and a desecration of our ancestors. We were the original Los Angelinos. We were here before anybody was. We were the original people here.
The old burial ground remains fenced off, and the center's current exhibition does mention the Tongva Indians. The county supervisor who helped create La Plaza has repeatedly apologized to Native American descendants. The tension speaks to the ongoing story of multicultural Los Angeles. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.